It is Friday, May 23rd, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Karnatz.
And Woohoo! Joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Obviously, some congratulations are in order.
Yes, yes, new last name.
She's blushing. You can't see this, but she is. Very exciting.
I'm very happy for you.
So we are going to talk about black thumbs. No, really not, because I had nothing to do with this garden tour. Saturday is the Omni Peace Gardens tour.
Green thumbs.
Oh, yes.
Green thumbs. I don't think I heard anything while I was at Joyce Hale's house.
Hopefully
I didn't touch
not.
Anything. I don't think I heard anything. This is one of those gardens that you look at and you think you might actually be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I could do that. And her garden is all about retaining and reusing water. So lots of terraces, lots of underwater channels for water, lots of cool tricks like taking a plastic milk jug, putting a little tiny pinhole in the bottom, and setting it down next to your tomato plant into the ground. Then you pour more water in the top, and it waters. You know, put the lid back on.
Mm-hmm.
When it needs water, pour water in, put the lid back on.
Mm-hmm.
It waters the plants at the rate the soil needs the water.
Okay, I had seen a similar setup and was trying to explain to someone and they didn't understand what I was saying because I didn't know what was happening.
Well, there's apparently a Spanish or I'm not sure if it's Spanish or Native American tradition called an olla that's much the same thing. They're clay pots that the water seeps from the clay out into the ground.
Okay.
So she has all sorts of great ideas for reducing, reusing, and recycling, including taking political signs, which, golly, we have plenty of, and making little tents for your plants. Little plant houses.
That's fun.
To protect them if it's going to hail, mm-hmm. to protect them if it's too hot. She's just fascinating. And her husband, by the way, whose name is Jay or James, is the guy who invented the paintball gun.
What?
Oh, that's crazy.
Who knew?
That's really interesting.
And she said, oh, he's building an airplane in the garage, and I expected to see a model. No, he's building an airplane in the garage. Fascinating people. And there's eight other homes on Saturday's tour, including Emily Cates's No Plant Left Behind Peace Garden, Davi J's Spring Street Urban Food and Fragrance Front Yard, Kitty Gay's Greenhouse Garden, Geshe Dorji's Garden of Peace, Joy, Health, and Happiness, Julian Andy Feinstein's Deer Cafe, Dick Bennett's Peace Arboretum and Sculpture Garden, the Heartwood Gallery Garden, and the World Peace Wetland Prairie. So between 10 and 3 on Saturday, you've got 9 places to get to. You need to get moving.
Yeah, you do.
Are those all in, I mean, I know the Heartwood Gallery's in Fayetteville.
All in Fayetteville.
Okay.
And it's $10. Mm-hmm. $10. You can call 935-4422 to find out more. Also this weekend, because it's an outdoorsy kind of weekend, there are 4 Naturals baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
Against San Antonio at 7:05 tonight. And against Corpus Christi at 6:05 Saturday and Sunday and 1:05 Memorial Day. There's fireworks on Sunday and kids eat free. There's dollar hot dogs on Monday. How can you go wrong?
We'll actually be announcing in a few minutes on Ozarks at Large the winner of some Naturals tickets. And so you could pick some of these games to go to.
Well, how fun.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Timing's everything. This is also the first North Main Fam Festival in Eureka Springs. Food, art, music.
Oh.
And it's the new North Main Music Sculpture Park down North Main to town.
Okay.
So this is something new. They're trying from noon to 6 on Saturday. There's an All About Bears program on Saturday.
Where's that at?
It's at Hobbs State Park at 2 o'clock. I don't think they're going to talk about pandas, though.
Aw, you do love pandas.
I do love pandas. And the Old Fort Days Rodeo starts Monday at K. Rogers Park in Fort Smith. $10 for reserved seats or $15 at the gate. And family nights Tuesday and Wednesday, $5 for any seat.
Sounds good. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.